98.1 KZE. It's Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz and by Hudson Paws. Delighted to welcome to the studio today a band you've heard played here in the afternoon drive. Now for their first live appearance on the air, please welcome A Whole Nother.
Another night, feeling the pain. Straight through my heart, how it will never be the same. Wanted desire slipping away. Relentless dreams try to break free from your chains.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE. A whole nother are my guests in the studio, at least 4/6 of the band, which I think reduces to 2/3 of the band. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, yeah,
thanks for having us.
Yeah, yeah. As the two vocalists, Lily and James, I'm going to have you guys do most of the speaking for the band. So would one or both of you like to introduce everybody?
Sure. I mean, do
No, please. Please, go for it.
I'm lead vocals. I'm James. Play rhythm guitar and backup vocals. Andrew Blow on lead guitar. And this is Joe Connolly on bass.
And who are we missing today?
Dylan Johansson on drums and Tom Brady on keys.
Tom Brady?
Yes.
Didn't know that guy played keys.
Yeah.
No, that's amazing. This is such a great band. I've been loving the songs on the radio. How long has A Whole Nother been together?
Little more than a year now, right? In this configuration?
Probably, yeah, like a year and a half going on.
Okay, yeah. And there is an album out, I believe?
Yes.
Yes.
We put out our debut album April 3rd.
Yeah. Oh, so congratulations, recently.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it called?
Self-titled.
Self-titled, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Classic way to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said you have a couple shows coming up in the area?
Yeah, yeah. So May 22nd, we're playing at the O Positive headquarters, or the Exchange Clinic, whatever they're calling it.
Is that up on where Bop to Totem was?
Yeah, 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 exactly. Like on the corner of Wall Street and Front Street in Kingston.
Yeah. Right on. A Whole Nother, my guest in the studio for Friends Day today. You guys want to do another one?
Sure.
We'll survive. In symbiosis, we will thrive. You and I, my life. It's like new light seeping deep within my mind. It seems of the distant coast. Will this life lead me to limbo? Does the idea feed the host? If it's one-sided, let it go. Oh, my love, come home. Bringing forth the forms in my mind.
98.1 KZE, it's Friends Day, brought to you by Hudson Paws and the Lemon Squeeze in New Paws. And a whole nother are my guests in the studio. Their self-titled album is out now. And these songs are, I've always really admired, James, your songwriting in Grandfather as well as in this project. So complicated and yet so lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. What is the songwriting process like for you guys?
This band is definitely more collaborative. Mm-hmm. This first album, I definitely did a lot of like the songwriting and lyrics writing, but Lily helped out with the lyrics. She did three of the songs.
Nice.
And our drummer Dylan, he has his own band, Hushwoods, which is really awesome as well. So everyone's really talented, and everyone kind of like pitches in. Like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He went to school for like software engineering, and he mixed the album, and his friend, I think he knows his friend from school. He did like the mastering, so it was nice to be able to do all that in house.
Yeah, yeah. And is this a full group of Hudson Valley folks?
His friend, I think, is on Long Island.
Nice. Yeah.
Huntington. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lily, were you in a band before this one, or is this your first time like really collaborating?
This is my first time writing music, being in a band, all of that.
Really?
I came from singing opera to
That explains the good training. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How do you like it? Is it I mean, I imagine you're having fun.
I'm having a blast. As soon as I saw that James and Andrew were looking for a singer for their band, I was like, oh, let me do that. And then just, yeah, love collaborating with everybody, hanging out at practice. It's the best.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like an amazing fit.
It is, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, is it hard? I mean, I imagine coming from an operatic background, maybe you have more of a music theory training than somebody like me, for example, because like you guys are changing time signatures so much.
Right, right. I mean, I think it definitely helps in some ways, but not in others. Like, I feel like I've been so like interpret written music, and now I'm like, okay, let's see what I can do, and maybe not within the guidelines of theory either. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, you're not necessarily writing from a standpoint of like, okay, now we're going to go from 9/8 into whatever. Like, you're just kind of like feeling something cool, and then you'll figure out later what the actual math of it is.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. James, I also want to ask you a little bit about DIY Kingston.
Sure.
Because this is a project that you've been doing for many years and have recently launched a website and kind of upgraded the whole venture. So you want to tell me a little bit about it?
So yeah, it's called DIYKingston.com. Yeah, I've been doing it for free for like 5 years, and I still am doing most of it for free. I'm just kind of like going to like help me help you kind of basis and asking like for donations or subscribing through the website, just because I'm like thinking of new ideas I could kind of like help people out and get bands more exposure and more awareness about their upcoming shows and music releases.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a great resource for bands, for mm-hmm. one, because you have this amazing document of local venues and even venues just around the East Coast and contact info for them and other bands. And I think, is there also like a show calendar?
Yeah, I just started the show calendar starting in April.
Yeah. And I feel like there's always people asking, like, where do I go, like, for a, like a one-stop source for all of the music that's happening in the area? Well, bada bing, DIYKingston.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
For, you know, everyone to kind of think, like, oh, what's going on tonight? And then they could just look at the directories or the show calendars.
Yeah. And if you want to toss in a dollar a month, then cool. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That's DIYKingston.com. And where can we follow A Whole Nother? What's the best way to keep up with you guys?
On Instagram. So it's A Whole Nother Band, separated by periods.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good name.
Thank you.
It's fun to say. do you guys have time for one more?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. reaching out where we've been with where we are now. Despite the layers of sediment trying to hide it from view, within the waves and gradients there is a light that shines through. It just piles on all the days and weeks, all the dips and peaks. Still, all we need will soon be revealed in relief, and all else will disperse the periphery. In the blink of an eye, the vision subsides, and we go back and forth. Blending in and smudging out where we've been. So where are we now?
98.1 KZE. This has been a whole nother on Friends Day on KZE, brought to you by Hudson Paws and The Lemon Squeeze. Once again, DIYKingston.com, and a whole nother band on Instagram. And you guys are playing on the 22nd at the O Positive Space in Kingston,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Look at me go. It's like a professional. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, and keep sending me good music.
Will do.
Cool.
We got your community bulletin board, and Lucy Dacus up next on KZE.